Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day today, as always, on Monday. I will not be here tomorrow. Semper Vivi is going to be holding down the fort. I have a trip to the dentist. I was scared. So, when I said it, I was struck dumb. The idea that I have to go to the dentist tomorrow. Anyway, today we got a lot to talk about. It is the go-home show for the Clash of the Champions pay-per-view, the second WWE pay-per-view of September. Two pay-per-views a month now, except for the months when it's a Big Four month. Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, and SummerSlam. Clash of the Champions is coming. Tonight on the show, we have got the Consequences match. Seth Rollins was told by Mick Foley, you may not interfere in the main event last week or there will be dire consequences. Seth Rollins interfered, and so the dire consequences are he's having a wrestling match on Monday Night Raw. It is Seth Rollins versus Rusev. Both men interfered. Both men must now wrestle. The ultimate punishment in WWE, you must wrestle. Coming up tonight on the show, we've also got the debut of TJ Perkins, the Cruiserweight Classic winner, the new WWE Cruiserweight Champion. He's going to be on the show tonight, as well as six other Cruiserweights. Now, I don't know that they're going to do a six-pack challenge. That's purely speculation on my part. But there are six Cruiserweights on the show, and I don't think they're going to give us three different Cruiserweight matches. Maybe four if TJ Perkins is going to wrestle. So my guess is maybe we'll have a match with TJ, and maybe we'll have a six-pack challenge. Maybe they'll split it up into a six-man, but we do need a challenger for TJ Perkins at the Clash of the Champions pay-per-view. So one way or the other, we're going to get something tonight, and we're going to talk about it all after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your seven blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff happening here today. Raw is tonight. We briefly did the Raw 5-point preview yesterday, but what are we waiting for? Let's do it again with all of the details here, the full preview. As I mentioned in the opening segment here, Seth Rollins and Rusev are having a match here tonight because Mick Foley is mad at them for interfering last week. He cannot have interference on his wrestling shows. And damn it, if you interfere, you will be punished by being put in a wrestling match on Monday Night Raw.
With no stipulation, just a wrestling match. That is the most evil of things that you could do to a sports entertainer of the highest magnitude.
You know, sometimes I fixate on things, like when they kept talking about a series of matches instead of a tournament. But, I mean, come on. How can you not fixate on this? The whole storyline of the show was that Seth Rollins is not allowed to interfere in the main event or there will be consequences. And all they could come up with in 7 days is, well, we'll put the two guys in a match together.
Well, here, okay, let me try to defend this.
Oh, please, give me a break.
Well, no, seriously. Seth Rollins has already been screwed by Triple H, who's been screwed. That was not going to come out right. Look, he has been screwed over by Triple H. He probably believes Stephanie has something to do with it. Mick Foley is standing there having to be a part of this uneasy relationship with Stephanie, even though he has been screwed over in the past by that family and by every single member of it. So it is possible where Mick Foley said, you know what, I need to sternly speak to you. And this is what it was just he's going to have a match with Rusev, which on paper, Rusev is a dangerous competitor, one would believe. But yes, I mean, you could look at it your way too and be cynical about it. But maybe, Mick Foley and Seth Rollins possibly could be in somewhat of cahoots.
Mike, I'm not saying that this is not possible because they do a million storylines that don't make any sense, but I could have sworn the storyline was that Mick Foley trusts that there is still good in Stephanie McMahon. He's Luke Skywalker. I know there's good in you, Stephanie. I trust you. So your storyline would indicate that he knows that he can't trust her and that him and Seth are in cahoots together, right?
He's careful because of past histories. Hmm. Remember, this man has wrote a book.
Well, we'll find out what happens. All I know is that's the match today, and that's the consequences of the actions of both men last week.
You see the picture that's up on the main page where it's got Rollins and Rusev there just looking like kind of like brothers?
Yeah, they look like they could be a tag team.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, Rusev's the U.S. champion. Look at that.
Somebody emailed me earlier today with that same photograph, and they said, can you imagine if these two guys were around during that era where nobody in WWE was allowed to have long hair, what they would look like?
I don't know. He might look like Miroslav Barniashev, actually, then, in that case.
There's a Roman Reigns tweet that they've embedded on the preview here for Seth Rollins Rusev. He says, #TheGuy doesn't wait for answers. Raw starts on my terms and does not end well for Rusev and the loudmouth blondie with him.
He's going to start it at 6:42 p.m. Eastern time because, that's when he wants to start it.
Hey, you know what? A lot of you may have forgotten this already, but back during the Monday Night Wars, that was the gimmick. Raw would start early and end late to try to get a jump on Nitro.
8:57 or 7:57, yeah.
It didn't work. All right, we got the Cruiserweights arriving on Raw. WWE can confirm that the following Cruiserweights are joining Team Raw. We have got TJ Perkins, Brian Kendrick, Rich Swann, Gran Metalik, Cedric Alexander, Lince Dorado, and Noam Dar. That's six Cruiserweights in addition to the champion. As I mentioned earlier, I don't think that they're going to do four Cruiserweight matches on Raw tonight. One with the champion, and then the other guy is doing matches. So I'm presuming, and this is not written down here, and who knows what they'll do. They'll probably rewrite it 20 times, but I presume we'll have like a six-way match, and the winner becomes the number one contender because TJ Perkins needs a contender for the show on Sunday where he defends the title for the first time. So that's my guess.
Who wants to bet a dollar that of all those names that just got announced, Brian Kendrick will end up being the one who becomes most over out of all of them?
He should be.
I'm happy he is there. But
Cedric Alexander, I do love, and Gran Metalik and Rich Swann. I have nothing against Lince Dorado and Noam Dar, but Brian Kendrick's been here before. He knows what to do. That's why I think that he should have the first match at Clash of Champions with TJ Perkins, because the Cruiserweight Classic, everyone listening to this show, I'm sure, watched the Cruiserweight Classic. But if you think that you're going to go to Raw and every single person in the audience watched it, I mean, you're out of your mind. There's going to be a large portion of the USA audience and the live audience that has no idea who these guys are, what they're doing. So I think if you take a guy like Brian Kendrick, who's been there before and he has a name, and he can go out there and do a WWE-style Cruiserweight match with TJ Perkins, I think it'd blow the house down.
So what do you do first? Do you do Kendrick against, do you do a three-way tonight with like maybe like Cedric and Metalik with guys who you know will get over to the crowd to some certain extent by just looking the way they do and wrestling the way they do, and then have Kendrick kind of have them out there to lead, and then ultimately Kendrick wins, and then we have Perkins? What would you do tonight?
TJ Perkins comes out, and he does a very brief speech introducing himself to the audience. Then they announce that there is a six-pack challenger. Maybe you can have him do commentary. I don't know how good a talker he is doing commentary, but do a six-pack challenge. I'm not really a fan of the six-pack challenge-style matches, but you know what? It's the first night for the Cruiserweights on Raw. If you give them the entire afternoon to come up with a 12-minute match involving all six of them, I'm sure they can just blow it away. Brian Kendrick wins. It's Brian Kendrick versus TJ Perkins at the pay-per-view on Sunday.
I tell you what, I am very interested to see with these guys being up there, with it still being Vince's show, with it still being Kevin Dunn's show, with it still being a place where guys like Arn Anderson and Michael Hayes, and nothing against any of them, are still there. And I know Billy Kidman is there too, but we are a generation removed from Billy Kidman to what is going on now with Cruiserweights and the style of matches. And I know WWE throughout this whole Cruiserweight Classic has been very open to what has been going on. But I am very interested to see how these matches are structured, how they take place, and how these guys are treated as we go along, because I think a lot of people have a lot of high hopes, but I also can look at this with a very cynical eye and go, WWE is going to have to prove it to me. And I can see them having somewhat of an uphill battle, but I really hope I'm wrong.
We got Cesaro versus Sheamus in the best of seven, match six. So, I mean, obviously, I suppose they could do a swerve and just have Sheamus win it tonight, but that'd be ridiculous.
Unless Cesaro is walking to SmackDown tomorrow. Why would you do that?
I don't think he's doing that. I mean, even if he loses, the storyline should be that he can't just walk to SmackDown because he's got a contract. Unlike your main man, Jack Swagga.
Love that guy.
So, I presume it'll be tied up and they'll have a match at the pay-per-view for the finale. We've got whatever's going on with Charlotte and Sasha.
The most unflattering picture in the world of Dana Brooke up on the page right now. Slamming Sasha Banks into the corner.
And Bayley. I mean, will they even acknowledge it was a double pin last week? Because they haven't acknowledged it anywhere else. But it was.
They might briefly mention it and then gloss over. Like, Corey mentions it, and then that's it. Byron says something dumb, and then we move on.
And that's the 5-point Raw preview. So that's the show coming up here tonight. And as mentioned, Mike will be recapping this on the show tomorrow because I've got to go to the dentist.
Yeah,
if you never hear from me again, you'll know why. I had to go to the dentist.
No, they don't kill you. Look, wealthy people get a chance to go to the dentist. They're going to want you to keep coming back over and over again just to juice you of all your money and put you through pain.
So I'm wealthy because I'm going to the dentist?
Gold boat.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Want to plug the Death of WCW audiobook, available on Amazon.com, Audible.com, iTunes. If you have an iPhone, what could be easier than just grabbing it and listen to it in your headphones? 14 hours of the entire expanded edition read cover to cover. Check it out. The Death of WCW, narrated by myself, Audible.com, iTunes, and Amazon. This person here says, any thoughts on Brandi Rhodes officially announced as a wrestler for TNA? No, I have no thoughts. I don't mean to be a jerk. I just don't have any thoughts about it, but I'll tell you about it. A dream come true for the Knockouts, it says right here. This is an actual press release. Impact Wrestling is proud to announce the signing of Brandi Rhodes to their world-renowned Knockouts. Brandi is the perfect combination of beauty, brains, and athleticism. An accomplished model and highly skilled figure skater. She is also a graduate of the University of Michigan. So she has a better sports background than CM Punk. As well as the University of Miami's prestigious broadcast journalism master's program in Miami, Florida. While there, Brandi accomplished success in the modeling industry, appearing in print ads and commercials for brands such as Zumba, Budweiser, and Maxim. When I saw what was coming, I thought it was going to say Zubaz. I'm very disappointed.
There's always time.
While Brandi's resume is decorated with accomplishments in broadcasting, she never forgot her passion for professional wrestling. When the opportunity present itself for me, it's a typo, to join one of the top wrestling companies in the world and become a Knockout, I was thrilled! Impact Wrestling certainly agrees. Company president Billy Corgan provided, quote, "This is a dynamic partnership. The Knockouts have always been on the forefront of Impact, leaders in evolution. We are thrilled to welcome Brandi Rhodes and provide her the worldwide platform she deserves as a Knockout." There you go. Brandi Rhodes heading to TNA. If you want to give us a call here today, studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike is at Semper Vivi. I'm at Brian Alvarez if you want to tweet us as well. Also, this in the news from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Terry Funk is alive, fine, and back home in Texas. After making a speech on Saturday night at the former ECW arena where he said he didn't want to leave the ring because it may be for the last time, the wrestling world was concerned about him. He noted after getting home that his daughter called up and jokingly asked if he was dead because of all of the stories. Funk underwent surgery for an inguinal hernia on September 12th.
Oh, God.
That was a week ago.
It sounds like it hurts.
It was a week ago. Was supposed to be resting and in bed for a couple of weeks, but he didn't want to miss his bookings for Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore shows on September 16th and 17th. So he got up at 4 a.m. on Friday, flew to LaGuardia Airport, and appeared at the New York show.
No wonder why he was dizzy all weekend long. If one of his
his guinals was operated on. After the show, he drove to Philadelphia, getting to sleep at about 4 a.m. that night. Signed autographs all day at the convention. Was exhausted by the time it came to the Philly show. He was supposed to be in Dreamer's Corner for the main event against Matt Hardy, flanked by Senior Benjamin. Obviously, that would lead to a physical spot. And given he was coming off surgery, that would have been a bad idea. So anyway, says here that he's fine. Funk joked that he's got another appointment with his doctor in 10 days to see if he could be cleared to get out of the house with the doctors having no idea he flew and traveled all weekend. You know how many times I would have had to re-record that if it was an audiobook? Just want to throw that in there.
Can you imagine that people think you are dead because they because of who you are, being Terry Funk, people think you are going to die if you say you're not going to get back in the ring again. I wonder if people are going to think this about Dave, like, I'm not going to publish the newsletter this week. And then, like, Wednesday comes and it doesn't happen. It's like, is Dave dead?
Dude, like, hey, listen. If Wednesday came along and the Observer was not in by midnight and I hadn't heard from Dave all day, I would think he was dead. I would!
Every single time he has ever said, and by the way, I think the tally, and I'm not kidding, folks, when we do the, say it's about 30,000 words each week, 45,700 words this week was the breakdown of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. It is there no matter what he does, no matter how much he takes on in a weekend, he still somehow manages to get that thing out. And this was a week where there was more in it than anything, than ever. And after the Bola going to that for 3 days, he still somehow got it out. Amazing.
Let's go to the studio line. You are on the air.
It's Jim from Virginia.
What's up, Jim?
What's going on? I just want to say one thing. I changed my Twitter handle today from Jimbo462. It's now Big Jim TRR for Top Rope Radio. So if anybody gets confused or anything, that's still me.
All right.
Okay, now.
I was very confused when I woke up this morning, Jim.
Hey, you're talking about Brandi Rhodes being the next Wendy Richter or something another? Or what
I did? I didn't say that.
Who?
I'm going to put it this way. Until I see, you're talking about how great, they're talking about she can do this and do that, the proof will be in the pudding when she gets in the ring.
That is undoubtedly true. Jim, is it true your show is the number one show on that network?
Yes, it is.
Man, oh, man.
We're almost 30. Tomorrow night, we'll be 36 weeks at number one.
36 weeks at number one.
Right. I'm interviewing Mike Mooneyham tomorrow night.
That's actually a pretty good interview there.
Great interview.
Yeah, Mike's a good man. He knows a lot of, and we haven't put it out yet, but I'm going to have the Raging Bull next week.
Wow. When is Mike Sempervivi going to be on the show? He's a
hot commodity. I'd like to get y'all on there one night.
Yeah, I got to be on there with you, boss, man. We need to do the whole Wrestling Observer Live experience.
Well, you know, if Filthy Tom can handle it, y'all sure can.
That's not true. He's a different sort of fella. He can handle way more than I can.
One other thing, talk about Raw tonight. I heard that Paige is supposed to be backstage tonight.
She is backstage, as is Luke Harper.
What about Eva Marie will be backstage tomorrow.
Back,
what was that, Jim?
I think Emma's back.
Emma was doing the house shows as a referee.
Oh, okay.
And I think she'll be good to go soon.
Have you seen Ring of Honor this week? Ring of Honor was excellent this week.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started.
But you didn't like it?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Keith Lee and Shane Taylor against the War Machine and against a jobber team. We got two matches from these guys. God, it was great. Everybody watch it on Comet on Wednesday nights.
What is your opinion of the Gorillas of Destiny, Haku's sons?
Well, my opinion, as someone who does not regularly watch them in New Japan, is that I think that they should just be the new faces of fear.
New faces of fear, okay.
You know, Tama Tonga is a blue chip guy. He really is.
Tama Tonga needs to do his hair like his father used to do it. The big, giant, monster afro. And Tonga Loa already kind of looks like the Barbarian. Tama Tonga can bring back the Tongan death grip and the kata, and they can just pound on guys. It would be awesome. I hope they're watching them.
You're just trying to weasel yourself in a position where you could be number one geek Paul Jones and lead them to glory with your new army.
Mike, you're out of your mind. Listen, everybody, thanks for the call, Jim. I know he was on hold for a long time yesterday. If you just vaguely remember the faces of fear and you're one of those people during the 90s that was like, why do they always push Haku or Meng? I know he's tough, but no one in the audience cares. I go back and I watch this stuff and I just think, dude, if it were me, I'd have pushed Meng to the moon. This guy is so entertaining to me. Like, I wouldn't have made him the champion, but they would be my long reigning tag team champions. They were such a great tag team. They were just great.
Dude, well, this is my thing in a way sometimes with Roman Reigns, in that I was a fan of the Islanders. I liked Haku and I liked Tama. I was a fan of the Barbarian in WCW because, remember, like, he was in the movie he was in Body Slam and stuff like that. And he was the Barbarian. He was just kind of a cool character, even though, you know, he was what he was. You weren't going to see him wrestle Ric Flair in any classics or anything like that. But then, like, the Samoan SWAT team came around and they were awesome. And then in modern times, we got 3-Minute Warning I wasn't big on, although I kind of liked it. And then, you know, with the Umaga was great. You know, Rikishi was cool for a while. So it's like that character and those badass Samoan kind of things always works. And that's where I think Gorilla's Destiny could actually stand out. Now, Tangelo's got to get a lot better. I do like Christ, they just brain locked there. Tama Tonga, Jesus.
Where are we here, Mike?
I just short-circuited on Haku's kids. Yeah. But the other one.
Tama Tonga Tangaloa.
Yes. No, not Tama Tonga.
Haku's kids?
Yes. Is it Tama Tonga?
Yeah.
That's, in any event, yes. I see more out of him than Tangaloa. So.
His children. Four. That doesn't help me. Dear God. I want to know who they are. He's got This isn't even... Hey, listen, there's no better place. Fifita, because that's his name. Uli Uli Fifita. Why is that so funny?
Nothing. Just the where this show went off the rails.
They have a daughter, Vika, a son, Tavita, who is also a wrestler, and two adopted sons, Alapate and Taula. So I'm going to try and find out who everybody is.
Alapate Fifita, yes.
Okay, Alapate is Tamatanga.
Yes.
Okay, and Tongaroa was Camacho, who is Tavita. We're going to bring this show back on the rails after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Caller.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights. Now through October 13th, enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Here at KFC, the Extra Crispy Tender is the starting quarterback of our $20 Philip, now available with 12 of those Extra Crispy Tenders, two large game-winning mashed potatoes with gravy, and a top-notch supporting staff of a large coleslaw and four biscuits. It's an unbeatable combination of Kentucky Fried Chicken deliciousness, perfect for watching football this Sunday. Go your team! KFC, it's finger-licking good!
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So here's a rather interesting message. The person says, so it's going to be Brandi Rhodes with her husband Cody Runnels?
Yeah, well.
I don't think it's going to work that way. I'm going to have to check on that. That's kind of weird. How did they do a press release calling her Brandi Rhodes? Did they? Yeah, they did.
They did with the whole yes.
I never even looked at that.
Yeah. Well, hey, that didn't have anything to do with her deal, so maybe she can just be Brandi
Rhodes.
Yeah,
but I don't think she was Brandi Rhodes before she went to WWE. She couldn't
have been. But she wasn't Brandi Rhodes in WWE, was she, either? She was Brandi, right? Or what was her name there? It was
Edith.
Edith, or did Eden Stiles. It was, so she was Eden Stiles, not Miss Rhodes.
Edith Fifita. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Douglas from Scotland.
Yes, Douglas.
How's it going? I just wanted to talk about the cruiserweights that are debuting tonight for a minute.
Okay.
I'm thinking Neville. He doesn't seem to be involved in this at all, and he seems to be one of the best cruiserweights in the world, to be honest. Just wanted to get your opinion on if he should be in it or if he should just, you know, stay away and do his own thing.
I do not know what they're going to do with the cruiserweights, because if we're going by real, legit weights, and 205 pounds is the limit, then we're talking about a fair number of guys, the Nevilles and the Finn Balors, and I would bet you there are more guys under 205 in that company than people realize. But I don't know if they're going to I can't imagine they're going to throw Finn Balor in with the cruiserweights.
No, they're not. Plus, we're months away from that anyway.
Neville should.
Well, that's the thing, is I see Neville doing it. I see Kalisto, you know, in that mix too. So, yeah, those guys for sure. I mean, just because Seth Rollins or Finn Balor or whatever, I mean, this is still going to be a pecking order sort of thing. Again, until otherwise noted from WWE, if they put this thing on the same equal footing, great. It's just really, I mean, look at it right now and the names that are there, no offense to anybody. Can you see Vince McMahon making that happen?
Okay.
Of course not.
Let me look at this list right here. I want to thank you. It's a long distance call, so I want to thank you very much, but now I got something to talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at this WWE roster, and these are the individuals on Raw that I believe could be under the 205-pound limit. Are you
James
ready?
James Ellsworth.
I have to go down a ways here. Jericho could be under 205. In fact, he probably is, or is very close to it. Enzo Amore, for sure.
Yeah.
Finn Balor, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Epico is possible. Problem is, I don't have a good gauge of some of these guys' heights. They may be taller than I think. Kofi Kingston, I would believe, is under 205.
Yeah.
Neville. Actually, Neville's may not be.
Neville's got a ton of muscle.
Nah, R-Truth may be close. He's probably above. I could be out of my mind for some of these. Sami Zayn? How tall is Sami Zayn? I think Rollins is above 205, but he certainly wasn't when he was doing indies, I don't think. And Xavier is probably very close to it. So yeah, those guys all could be legit cruiserweights.
Well, yeah, and it's, again, hopefully. And I don't know if Perkins is that guy. I don't know who that guy is going to be, but I hope they give it enough time where we can find the guy, you know, just because you introduce a title. It's like in the UFC. I mean, we had some great champions. It was at different eras at times with, like, the Matt Hughes's and guys like that. But, like, you know, GSP was a star at 170, and he, because of right place, right time, right guy, he was able to change a lot of people's perceptions on how dangerous a guy is at 170 pounds, and you forgot how much he weighed. You just wanted to see him go out there and beat somebody up. And at the peak of the cruiserweight division in WCW, it was the same way. It wasn't that you were thinking how tiny Ultimo Dragon or Dean Malenko, you know, were in stature. It was they were going to have these matches with Eddie and with Jericho and with this guy and that guy, where it wasn't about the weights. It was you just wanted to see these guys go out there and perform. And hopefully they're able to tap into some of that, at least a little bit of it. And at least for the time being, I would assume at least, the matches are at least going to be good for a while, having maybe 15 minutes on this three-hour show, because it is about to fill time. So hopefully this all works out for the best.
This person says, Brandi Rhodes was never trademarked or as a copyright by WWE. So maybe they can come in as a group and they just be Cody and Brandi Rhodes. Then he kind of gets away with Cody Rhodes, but he's not actually billing himself as Cody Rhodes.
Like Devon Dudley, or that's Devon Dudley, however they did it when they went to, or Brother Ray, when they went to TNA.
This person says, have TJP tap out Strowman on his first night. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Hey, tapping out, I'm sure there's Jinder Mahal in three flat or something, you know, sure. Go ahead and do that.
These were the things I was kind of worried about here. these expectations I think some people have for this WWE Raw Cruiserweight division. I think some people that watch the Cruiserweight Classic have elevated expectations,
well,
which
I
will
mean,
not
and,
be
and
met.
And I don't mean to be a prick, but I mean, you got to think about this. Look at TJ Perkins and know of what you know of him from the indies, and then place him right next to Vince McMahon. Now, for as great as Perkins has been, and as much as he has evolved, and the amount of work he has put in, I mean, Jesus, I remember this dude in the Inoki Dojo as Puma, and that was, you know, another lifetime ago. A guy he was in there with, Samoa Joe, isn't up on the main roster. Now you got Vince looking at TJ Perkins, and you're talking to a guy that wants to have all the hope in the world. I have concern, and will just cautiously say again, they have to prove it to me. And they haven't been able to prove it. They've proven, you know, they haven't been proving a lot recently. So we'll have to see about this. Again, it just, I'm hoping for the best here, but this is still Vince's show.
This person here says, Neville is 5'8", 194, Zayn 6'1", 205, Kofi 6'2", 212, and Woods 5'11", 205, according to WWE.com. Well, the problem is, I don't believe WWE.com.
Kofi 212?
Because WWE.com used to tell me that Brian Kendrick was like 200 pounds, and he's 150-something in real life. I'm talking real-life weights.
Shoot weights.
Yeah, shoot weights. Not these gimmick weights.
Geeks.
I know a gimmick weight. I had one for years. Brian, I hope you're ready for the Titus Darren angle that is surely coming tonight. I hope it's not.
Superstars, maybe.
It's not on the 5-point Raw preview. So hopefully that means it's not going to be on the show tonight. I am done with that storyline.
Titus. It's just, I like Titus. He deserves a job with that company doing something. It's just, it's not wrestling.
This person says, I'm going to be mad if the Cruiserweights have a six-pack challenge tonight, or they get introduced like the SmackDown Women's Division. Everybody, listen to me. Don't listen. I hope with all my heart that it's awesome. But we should not get our hopes up. It's Raw. It's the same show with the same guy in charge that has been there since 1992 or wherever it was, 1993. So, it probably is going to be a six-pack challenge, and they probably will be introduced exactly like the women.
The women were a lot more over in NXT, and they tried to do lots of ways and things to screw that up.
I mean, it's not just going to magically change. It's not going to magically switch into the Cruiserweight Classic. It's still going to be Raw with those guys on the show.
Man, Lindsay Dorado's here.
Yeah.
No offense to Lindsay, I can see Lindsay getting beat up by Braun Strowman one day.
And dude, he may.
You know.
Do you think, listen.
James Ellsworth is the new Goldberg in the Cruiserweight division.
Here's a question for everybody, okay? Do you think that Vince McMahon attended even one Cruiserweight Classic taping?
No.
I don't think so.
I have things to do.
So Vince is going to be at Raw, and all of a sudden, into the room is going to walk Noam Dar, who's half of Vince's size and a third of his weight.
And that's while Vince is sitting down because he tore a quad.
That's right. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Hey, pal.
I can't tell you what's going to happen tonight, but I can tell you that if you're expecting the Cruiserweight Classic on Raw every week, you're going to be very disappointed. All we can do is hope for the best, as we always do here on this show. But let's not get crazy. Chael Sonnen in here.
No, not at all. Speaking of kayfabe.
This is what he's claiming about his Bellator contract. And these are his exact words. If I was to fail a test under my Bellator contract, it would cost me 100% of my purse and a $500,000 fine. That is in writing, Sonnen said. So if he fights and he fails a test, he does not get paid 1 cent, and he owes them $500,000.
I wonder where you got that number from.
Now, I understand for you guys, that's not as good as a clean test, but boy, that's got to mean something. So basically, he has not tested clean before signing with Bellator, I guess is what he's trying to say here.
I love that he got to give it to him. He is... he is working this thing right to the general public as you know me, and with a smile and like the little ting, you know, on the full head of fake white teeth that is Chael Sonnen.
But I'm gonna have tomorrow after the dentist.
Amazing. Amazing.
If you think I don't read that part of it before I signed it, I did. I don't know if it was that unique to me or if that was a boilerplate and everybody's got it. I don't know, but I saw that. That's before you deal with your commission issues and everything else. But it was right off the top. Full purse, $500,000. That's just to Bellator. That's before we start dealing with commissions. And again, I don't know if that was boilerplate or if they set that aside for me. But I'm on the other side of the tracks now. You wouldn't believe it if you saw it. I've still got the biggest arms in the business. What a worker. What a worker.
There is not one truthful part of that entire thing that he just said. I don't believe one last little bit of it. I love the thought, though, of him acting this out in a way where it's like Coker just kind of slips him the contract and he kind of turns it over. It's like, hey, I see this. $500,000? That's what CM Punk got paid. And you're going to charge me that? Yeah, it just the whole thing is just it is so it is very chill. It is very, very chill.
This person says, if you wrote the 5-point preview, would you write about the Darren Titus feud? Of course not. But they have before. It's been in the 5-point preview is my point.
But now it looks like that is officially on Superstars. Now it may all be forgotten.
Thank God. Although, you know what? It does kind of make me a little bit mad. Like, I invested all of that wasted time into this stupid feud, and you just move it to Superstars?
And technically, that makes you pay for it because you can only pay to see Superstars at night.
That's beside the point. I mean, I invested that much wasted time. Could I at least get a payoff and then never have to see it again? So they just moved it to Superstars. Which, by the way, when you look at some of the storylines on the show that they didn't move to Superstars, whew. Bo Dallas and his goofy sign, which is just absolutely impossible to get over. There's no way he's going to get over with that stupid sign. And I don't think they get it yet.
Was it the same guy in NXT with the Juice Robinson's sign? You know, what is it with signs? It's not. When has it ever gotten over? Did Buzzkill's sign get over in WCW?
Not that I know of.
A sign hasn't gotten over since, like, the first time a stop sign was used in ECW.
As noted, Luke Harper should be back at any time. Tore his ACL. I think he tore it walking, if I recall correctly.
They call that the Kevin Nash.
No, it's a little bit different. He at least is a big dude that, like, was very, very athletic and did crazy things for years. I'm sure it was just fixing to go. I don't know what happened with Kevin Nash.
Years of hockey playing, I'd like to think it was for Luke Harper.
I guess he played basketball, Kevin Nash, for a long time. Because he's tall. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tonight is Raw, everybody. And tomorrow, SmackDown Live, the latest on the Daniel Bryan-Miz contract negotiations, I guess, is one of the main stories on the show. We got a Raw pay-per-view that is coming up on Sunday. And tonight, we'll find out all of the matches, or most of them, I'm sure. Seems they always wait until the very last minute to alert us as to every single one of them. But that'll be tonight on the show. I will be back later on tonight with Dave Meltzer talking all of the news from Raw. We'll run down the entire show in detail. That's coming up tonight. Mike's going to be here running the show tomorrow as I go to the dentist to get my teeth all whitened up. As all the rich folk do, Mike claimed. That's tomorrow.
Hey, you know how expensive dentists are? Man, I'm telling you, bro. Expensive out there. It's hard.
Brian and Vinny's show last night talking Ring of Honor, NWA World Championship Wrestling. Make sure you listen to that show. And Death of WCW, Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Go grab it. And that's all of the plugs, and that's all of the news. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA. Links at sportsbyline.com. And WrestlingObserver.com. I'm at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Sempervivi. And that is it. I want to thank all of the folks at Sports Byline USA, all of the callers and listeners. Make sure you enjoy Raw here tonight the best you can. 3 hours going head-to-head with Monday Night Football. You can only imagine how that show is going to do in the ratings coming off last week's disaster. But we'll talk about it later on this week. And that's it. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live. Sports Byline USA. Radio Network.